Did God design bees to be master builders? Find out next on today's Creation Moments. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
The amazing structure of the honeycomb has fascinated scientists for thousands of years. In the 3rd century, the astronomer and geometer Pappus of Alexandria became the first to offer an explanation for why the honeycomb has a hexagonal shape. Pappus explained that only 3 shapes could serve as candidates for a honeycomb cell: the triangle, the square, and the hexagon. Any other shape would leave wasteful open spaces between the cells. Pappus noted that the hexagon holds more honey in the same space than either a square or a triangle. It was not until the development of modern calculus that scientists could fully appreciate the shape of the caps at the end of the honeycomb cells. Each cell is capped with a pyramid composed of 3 rhombuses. Complex mathematics shows that this shape, too, requires the least amount of wax for construction. It also allows honeycomb cells to be butted up against each other without wasting space. Modern scientists who accept evolution talk about the design of the honeycomb as a great accomplishment of the bees. However, the more sensible conclusion is obvious. For example, the 10-sided prism of the honeycomb cap is magnificent testimony to the mathematical wisdom of the Creator himself.
To receive a free copy of our newly released resource catalog stuffed with creation products, articles, tracks, puzzles, and more, call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. That's 1-800-422-4253. And be sure to join us next time for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.